These past months, you have graciously walked with me as I ponder on where the Holy Spirit is leading, not only me, but as us as a congregation, all while trying to be aware of the tension we are called to be mindful of as Lutherans, along with being intentional to sit with God through the work of the Holy Spirit being cultivated. I'm not sure yet what that might fully require of us, since we are in the earlier stages of what God might be leading us to change, not only in the personal pieces of my heart, but in the spiritual and mental clarity required for us to see how God is calling us. Now, it might be generous to say it's been months and instead say what has felt like months and a lifetime of work being done. However, recently I've been talking about fabrics and parts of the body and insights and outer experiences and the weather and all these things that are expressions of how to process that stirring that happens within us and around us. For today, I want to look at the farming metaphor. As we are in a community of farmers and we have gardens and flower beds and all those precious ways that we grow new life. But to do that, we first have to prepare the soil, the cultivating part of it, making sure it has the right nutrients and fertilizer and all that good stuff so that when we lay out the seeds of whatever may grow in that, we can see the progress and go, yeah, we're taking care of this. We're being good stewards. We're being good shepherds of what has been given. As we go deeper, this metaphor can also be a representative of what we might be feeling or have felt at times when the Spirit was preparing us and equipping us for what might lie ahead. All of this is leading to our text for this Sunday, focusing on the words of Paul to the beloved Colossians in this third section of the letter, keeping in mind that the context of which this letter was written. It was written to a society that was wrestling with what it was learning, then using the gifts of discerning, focusing their attention on how to merge two different cultures and religions' backgrounds into a cohesive community, understanding that within their context, they were trying to hold on to their newly formed faith as it was brought to the home churches and then being spread out, focusing not necessarily on the warnings that were given, but trying to provide clarity to what was being taught. However, it is clear that they were giving a warning within this letter to not become so distracted that it kept them from fully living out their faith in the commandments of loving all people, sharing grace, and being a light for Christ in the weariness of the world they lived in. Examining this further, there were different phrases that stood out to me from this section of the letter, especially in the light of the wrestling that I've been doing and the desired clarity I'm hoping for. First, looking at what it means to set your minds to things above. Placing this back into the fuller letter, it becomes a reflection to Paul's desire for them and a pleading to not be distracted by the worldly things. He is calling on them to be alert to the ways that are pulling them away from Christ and the clear commandments set out in previous teachings and the letters that they received. The second line that stood out to me this week was the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge according to the image of its creator. Within their context and urgency, Paul has written this letter. It is being used as a reminder to them that through their baptisms, as they arose out of the life-sustaining waters, that they became anew and were tied to Christ in the death of to the old. Then in rising up out of the waters into eternal life that was given to them through that baptism. Now, it didn't mean that they would be an instant or a snap of the fingers able to shed all the habits and traits that they went with into the water. It meant that it would take diligence, persistence, dedication, and work to be renewed on a daily basis. It would be remembering their baptismal promises and strive to be imperfectly perfect. Luther calls this our sinner and saint nature, as we hold both in tension with one another each day. It is a reminder that we've been created in the baptismal image of our Creator and are beautifully made. It is a reminder to them that their daily lives and struggles, that as created images of our Creator, they've been equipped to overcome the earthly sins, the temptations that they've been facing, and or those things that were causing them to take their eyes off of the Redeemer and the gifts that have been given. The third one to stand out were the words that Christ is all and in all. We are being pointed to look at this community and the body of God in the world, reminding us that all have been created in the image of God, who, for them, and all created, are an earthly reflection of God, who, for our sake, sent Christ on to all believers and beloved on our behalf. Putting this line back into the letter, we can see the fuller picture of the gospel, the good news that we yearn for daily, the good news of expressing that this gift is not and was not only directed and meant for those in the Old Testament, in the old times, in the old Israel and all those places. However, they received it and they benefited from it. And we also, as beloveds, can receive this news and benefit from the lessons being taught, all tying back into the planting that we've been doing, the cultivating and seeing the resulted crops. The warning goes to those who have taken their eyes off of God or become distracted by things on earth, especially those that are constantly pulling our attention away from the things above. Paul is sharing with them in this letter to remind them that because all people are created in God's image, the distinctive boundaries that they are trying to place on identifying their neighbor becomes or should become erased. So how do we bring back this message into our own context, particularly in the light to what we might be wrestling with or being placed in our path to see? We're being asked to examine the concerns that are keeping us trapped from fully recognizing God within our midst and what the Holy Spirit is cultivating within us. We're being asked to explore all the facets of being Christian and Lutheran simultaneously. We're being asked what is keeping us from having the recognition or working into understanding that we are both sinner and saint, specifically freeing us from thinking we need to be perfect before serving in the vastness of opportunities in our church and the world around us. Moving through this stirring up, it might lead us then to name and claim the uncomfortableness that the Spirit might be stirring up in us, recognizing that the uncomfortableness is not just growing troubles. It might be that we are looking for ways for exploration, guided through prayers, and seeing what has been planted, then giving ourselves grace and room for what might be stirring in our hearts. As we trust the Trinity with the Holy Spirit for guidance, trusting the wisdom given to us in Scripture and the community of saints around us. Which brings me back to the first point I made. How might we enter into a time of listening to and for the Holy Spirit to prepare us for what's next or what's coming down the line? For me, it invokes a need to be in continual conversation with one another. And if we find ourselves in disagreement because understanding does not occur, when we remove our voice. So we need to be in that continual community and conversation. It is being faithful in our focus on how we are serving God within this community and beyond our doors, holding tension between who God wants us to be and to act. Remember, we have been commissioned as both sinner and saint into what Luther calls not only the priesthood of all believers, but going beyond into awakening the priesthood of all baptized. So today I'm asking you to continue to walk with me as we discover and uncover all the ways that the Spirit is moving not only here at Fir Conway, but beyond the surrounding countryside and world. Thank you.